What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Rideshare Rodeo Gig News and Interviews. I'm your host, Steve. Let's get it on. Hello, what's up, everybody? How are you doing today? Happy Tuesday.
Tuesday all day.
I've been having some headaches, man, lately, so I just want to make sure I'm not losing my mind. But sorry for being a couple minutes late, guys. We just want to make sure we get things right when we bring them to you. And also, we just had to do a couple technical tunes, but here we are. And again, thank you to Mike Karubi for joining, and it's probably like his 10th or 11th time here now, so at this point we've become pretty comfortable with this. Yeah, appreciate you all being here, and part of the reason for today, and we'll get into this in a second, is that I was misled by portable benefits, and I'll walk us into that because that's really the topic here for today. So if you guys are going to have questions on portable benefits, please put them in the comments. And after Mike walks us through a little bit about what's going on with that, then if there's comments that you guys have or questions or concerns, I can bring those up and we can address them. But first, I want to talk about the video testimonials, because we need to get those up and we need to get those rolling again, guys. Remember how I was bothering a lot of you to get those? I'm going to start bothering the rest of you a lot. So we need them. They're due because they're powerful. Are they not, Mike?
They're absolutely doing great. We have people in DC who call us special when they're in an emergency. It's like, I need some voices from, and then they name a state. You know, what have you got? And they expect me to pull out I got 30 or 40 from, you know, Wyoming alone. So, you know, but we send what we have and they use it immediately and then they put it online. So this is, I think, if you look at the perspective of an individual driver, this is the most important. Your best clout is to send a video, and we're going to take it from there. We'll send you a link so you can send a copy to your representatives and your senators. This is my voice. This is what I feel about independent contracting. They're magnified enormously, especially when third parties take them into the senators, U.S. senators' offices, and show them.
Right. So, and without saying specifically who's, because as we said the last time we talked about this, everybody's has been super powerful, but even just, was it just last week? I think that you messaged me that two states needed some, and yes. So we don't need to mention who or what states, but yeah. I mean, like, you were asked for that, and it was great because in real time you were able to produce that.
Exactly.
Right there. Here we go. What do you need?
And we had them, and now we're looking for more. Every one of these is right. That's what's fabulous, is everyone we've gotten has real insight. And it matters enormously when we wrap a little bit of context around it. You know, like we had the mom with the, you know, the kid who's disabled. I think it was Grace. And there are 80 million families with a disabled person in them. And she stands for them today.
I saw that one with Grace, yeah.
She is so funny. And that last 1 second of her video is just like, does her thing with her shoulder, like, that's me. Yeah. And she's so proud of it afterwards. Everybody has been. So it's fun to do. She had to do a couple copies. She said, I don't mind. I'm really happy with the result. So you go and look at it on my Twitter account. We have them on Rumble. I don't have the link for Steve, but these really make a difference with people, and they're mm-hmm. You're different. You're better. You're prouder. You're more confident after you've done one. If you're a little nervous, send it to us and, you know, ask for feedback. Is this what you want? You know?
And for those of you out there, like, by the way, like, it's not just content creators making them. We're getting as many from the non-content creators as the content creators. So don't think that the content creators are doing it. So I don't need to. Yeah. No. I mean, you absolutely are actually the ones who should do it, because, I mean, no offense to you content creators, you're all my friends, but honestly, like, from you who aren't content creators who work these apps, like, that's going to be a very unique, genuine perspective.
We're, these people, and I tell you, they stick in my mind. Boots in Honolulu, you know. Mm-hmm. I tell you, they tell you when you're gonna go to bed. They're gonna tell you when the bathroom is. Yeah. And he's just not happy about having someone tell him when to go to the bathroom. I just love him. I love all these people.
Who is it?
You know, well, exactly, but he says it to 80 million people. Like, I don't want to have you tell me when to go to the bathroom. Just see him around his, you know, yes, kitchen table. I love it. I love it. So I want to see the rest of them. I think everyone is fantastic. There's a lesson, and the music of each voice is just phenomenal.
You guys, so again, I'm going to be plugging it on other things too, but in the comments or in the notes will be the upload link, and then just upload it. It's simple, 30 to 60 seconds. You can look at some of the past ones that we've done, are up on the channel. You know, it can be you. Like, hi, my name is Steve. I'm in Colorado, or I'm in the Denver market, whatever you feel comfortable saying. Don't be too specific and don't use your last name. No need for it. Just, I'm Steve. I'm in Colorado or Denver market, and I prefer to be an independent contractor because, and then just say whatever it suits you. If it's just flexibility, say flexibility, but add your voice to it. You know, some people have said to me like, well, mine's just for flexibility reasons. Well, that's still worth a video.
Yeah. Well, and if there's a little story behind that, say that I need to be flexible because what I've got, you know, I've got a health problem, or my wife has a health problem, my husband, whatever it is. There's a reason, there's a story for each of those 73 million independent contractors. Every single one has a story, and we want yours.
Yeah. Yeah, we want yours because the people fighting for us want yours. Yeah, they didn't know they wanted them, but now they want them bad.
Yes.
And I'm not saying Mike and I invented the wheel, but we might have invented the wheel.
I thought you invented it. That's okay. You can take the credit.
I just mean it seems like Mike and I have even noticed over on the Twitter side of things that other people are doing what we're doing. And that's not something that we think is bad. It's great. I mean, there's other groups now trying to do what we've done too. And so bring it.
What does Doritos say? If they were in our business, they'd say, copy all you want. We'll make more.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that Doritos? I don't know.
I think so. Maybe it's Cheetos.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
But, yeah, guys. So here's the thing. The topic for today, though, is portable benefits. And so you guys know I talked about on 13 this week that I was going to do a piece on the legislation that has passed already. Obviously, California, New York, Washington State. But then we have the other ones that have passed this year, even. There's been four. And then there's Massachusetts, where Mike is, that's about to pass some gig legislation. Even here in Colorado, Minnesota, and they don't look good at all. And some of them don't have portable benefits. None of the legislation looks that great to begin with. But these portable benefits were literally done as a trick, because you guys know how I follow this stuff. Utah passed portable benefits, as did Pennsylvania already. It's done. And so they're there for the gig workers now. And when I was told about portable benefits, it almost sounded like a matching 401k for Utah anyway. Their initial legislation said, you know, like, hey, basically we're going to get the gig companies to match any amount you want to put in, and you'll get it towards benefits that you might want to have, like in terms of like, basically, like I was thinking about it, like Obamacare or the way they do in California, like you're going to, maybe you'll have a selection of things, or maybe it can be money that's put away for, I don't know, but it was very misrepresented. And the way that I put it now is they had one thing they were selling it on, like, hey, you can double your money and have matching money from these other things. And then it's like seven parts, and all the people are like, well, wait, where's that part that I liked? And they're like, that's gone. And so now, with that being said, Mike, can you break down portable benefits for us? So, as you know it, because Mike and I talked this weekend, and he told me stories about before app-based gig work. That this isn't something new, is my point. This is something that even in traditional independent contractor work has gone on.
Well, the way I came to this, initially I was not particularly interested in portable benefits. I couldn't really figure it out. I've been self-employed for 41 years at doing all kinds of different things. And I couldn't figure out why. I would never want a government program telling me what my benefits were, because I would never in a million years have bought that. I did buy numerous benefits for me and my family out of my cash flow, but the government took all the pension money and now they don't want to hand it back. So I'll tell you, I had an experience that led me to portable benefits front and center. Mm-hmm. I'm cleaning out my basement, as people do, some of us rarely. And I have four binders. I'm going to hold them up. I have four binders of business cards that I collected during 20 years in consulting. And I have them all in their little sleeves. I often went back to them. Here's Bud Duncan from a big chemical company and Community Bank up the street and Laser People and
Laser People. That's me.
Laser People. Paper guys who manufactured people, paper, large oil companies, part of NASA, etc. I look through these. I have again four binders. This is just one of them. And I've got this funny, deep feeling in the pit of my stomach. I remembered all the trips that I had to fly at my own expense all over the country with a whole notes prepared and handouts and things printed and proposals in some case, and talk to people. Some of them shut me down. I remember one time going to Dallas and the guy had asked a trick question and I told him the honest answer and he said, "I think we're done here." And I flew back at my expense. I got zero out of it. And I thought, God, these guys who were, you know, irritated at the app companies never had to do it the old way. Now, I am not nostalgic for the old way. Get me right, Steve. That was what you did before there was all this electronics screening that we can do of the buyers and who they are and how, you know, all the other things. So I realized that there are two things that the apps have done for everybody who uses them. The first is they have almost completely removed the random cost of sales. You know, within a 99% that a corner of the, you know, that person waiting on a corner here near you in your vehicle wants to go there, you know that that's going to happen and you're going to get paid for it. We're not talking about the percentage take. We're talking about knowing there's a job and getting paid for it. Mm-hmm. Those two costs have been hugely reduced. My costs were 40% before. Sometimes I think they were more than 50%. It was just horrible how expensive they were, and that's what you did to be self-employed. So I got to thinking, you know, Steve and all those people, the apps have removed these costs, and now somebody has got the drivers and the apps fighting, disagreeing on stuff. And I thought, oh man, if you could see Washington and many of the state capitals, you'd be amazed at how many parties benefit from the drivers and the apps fighting, because they can drive a wedge through it. They're going to say, we'll be the honest broker and we'll give the riders, the drivers, what they want. And the app companies will be happy. And we'll all be happy together. And then the wedge gets bigger and the wedge gets bigger. And
I would always say that if somebody's telling you both sides win, look deeper.
Well, if both sides can win, Steve,
when they're pushing things like this,
if there's no third party,
yeah,
if they're just the two. So I was going to recommend that quietly a number of drivers who have concerns about the contract, and we've talked about them here, you can go back and listen to the different things, talked quietly with some of the representatives of the apps and tried to find as a buyer-seller combo tried to find a way to reduce some of the difficulty. Now, everything, there's all kinds of complications to that. I'm not overlooking it. I'm saying that if the drivers fail and the apps fail to do something together, they are going to have a stream of enormously powerful people tearing them both apart. The drivers won't survive. They'll be taxi drivers. And the apps won't survive either. They'll be taxi operators. And you'll have regulators and you'll have all these interest groups that will take those benefits and put them in their pocket and then won't give them back to you in anything like the size and shape, the form you want for the payments. It is something, and there are lists of people. It's like 10 wolves deciding, 10 wolves and a lamb deciding what to have for dinner. And it's you don't want to get into this situation. So I am now into the portable benefits dispute because, honest to goodness, truly independent contractors don't want any benefits. I want to bill you for $8,000 for this job, and I want all 8,000 of them, and here's my payment schedule.
Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, Mike, they're selling it to the drivers as you're still going to get all your pay. You're still going to get all that pay, it's all yours, but we're going to give you this for free.
It's a promise. It's a promise. It's you don't own it. You don't have a guarantee. It's a promise. I gave to Social Security since I was 15, which is, of course, 105 years ago. And you are not getting it all back. You're not even, compared to compounding it, to a program of benefits, if they say, well, we're going to give you family and medical leave. Well, when you need medical leave as a parent with a disabled child, you need minute by minute control. You don't need a week from Thursday, I want to take the afternoon off because Phyllis needs a shot. No, that is not how it works. You need it right now because the kid's got a broken arm and he's in the hospital. Like ambulance took him there and I'm out of here. That's minute by minute control. And every freelancer has that kind of opportunity to, take care of their kids. So there's a risk of a giant sellout, and I'll list some of the people. First of all, first and foremost, the best ones at getting the two parties fighting are unions, because they will say anything.
Yeah.
Because they need their hands on the money, and the money comes in many forms. It comes in, union dues. It comes in pension contributions. It comes in all that money that the unions get to manage. Okay, Biden's administration, they're after more regulatory turf. There are all kinds of research on this. They're not a legitimate regulatory operation, particularly the DOL. There's the platforms. They're in it right now. The platforms, especially their big investors, the big investors could care less about the drivers. I think the apps might, but the investors, no. They'll run you over.
I think everybody in this that's watching this right now would tell you no, they don't care about the drivers.
Right.
Nobody cares. Nobody. The platforms, the app, it doesn't matter.
The platforms will be nostalgic for the drivers when there aren't any.
Oh yeah.
Right. So let's look ahead and be specific. Okay, the next thing, Congress. Congress wants a win on this because it's tired of the issue already and they haven't even taken it up yet. Congress is always bored with issues. They want victories. So you have to look. They're going to look for something where they can sell out both sides, tell them they've got to win, go, my name is whatever, and we just passed this. It's 2024. There happens to be an election coming up, so vote for me. All right. Then there's Washington in general. Not, more than just the ledge. They're seeing cash flow coming in. They're all going to get jobs administering all the, the money that's collected from the drivers, which will be deducted from the driver's pay by the apps, because that money comes from someplace. And the only place it comes from is from the user's fees. And they're not raising those because they're giving you benefits. They're raising them because the government forces them to. The next one is the insurance industry's leaders. I'm not going to mention any name. names, they could care less about the drivers. They love a captive audience that has to give money. That's why they've all been so excited about, you know, we'll call it Obamacare, you know, coerced payments for, you know, health insurance. Then there's the medical care industry sees an automatic increase in demand that they didn't have to work for. They're going to be all over this, and they're going to be, if there are three ideas about medical care, the industry will increase that to 10, and pretty soon everybody will be talking about portable benefits, and nobody's going to be talking about where's the money for all this going to come from, given that this is still very competitive out on the buy side.
So I need to ask at this point, because I was, okay, Pennsylvania's and Utah's legislation that's already in law, in fact, especially Pennsylvania's is already there now. It doesn't say who's holding the money. Right. Like, so if you're paying into these portable benefits, right, where is it? What where company, it? What government, who, where is your money at when you need it?
Well,
again, I'm not saying I want it, because at this point, after talking with you this weekend and stuff, I now know. And I asked you, I said, why was portable benefits sold to me as this one thing? Now it's seven things that doesn't even include the one. And you were like, because it's not good, basically. And we talked it through, and I get that. But where is the money supposed to be in this land?
If an insurance company were on your front door or in your living room selling you a policy, they would tell you what the money is invested in. And if they were a well-managed private sector insurance company, they'd say, we invest in the following things. And if you look in their investment portfolio, it's bonds by, you know, municipalities and corporations around the world that have a very high chance of, you know, paying the money back because they're well-managed. And that is how they, earn their high ratings and earn their customers. People know if I give them $100 today and I need it in 18 years, the money is going to be there to pay my benefits. Now, the reason.
But I'm guessing, I'm saying, shouldn't it be named in the or is that not common? I mean, it just doesn't even, it's like, hey, we're just going to do this. Well, give me the schematic map. Where's it going?
It's going to go to the general fund, which means unless it's, you know, earmarked, even then the legislature can change it. Unless it's earmarked, the whole thing is a con. Unless it's earmarked, it's going to go into the general fund, and the legislature can do anything they want with the general fund, and they always do.
And that's what I was going to say. So it won't even be there anyway.
No, it's not going to be there anyway. This is a con.
I mean, first of all, even if it was, it's not the best idea anyway, from now what I'm seeing. But like, I don't even believe it'll be there.
No, I don't either. That's not the intent. That's why we had all these all the union pension funds had to be bailed out when Nancy Pelosi was writing big checks, because the money wasn't there. The money's not there for Social Security. It is not there. There's no money. It's the promise to tax more optimistic young people in order to pay the old people retirement. Now, let's see. I believe that the portable benefits idea got associated with the measured low but measured rate of unhappiness among some gig workers. Like, I'm slaving away, I'm doing it wrong, they might add. I'm not being canny and figuring out where my niche is, and I'm only using one app, so I'm kind of dependent. And that to me is a clue. 85 to 95% of all self-employers are very happy with things that they don't want benefits. They buy them. They know exactly what they want when they buy them, and they know where the money's going. I'm calling the customers for portable benefits dependent contractors. Because if you depend on the app, you're just looking for a better deal. It's a bizarre form of negotiation where you look for compensation that doesn't cost your boss much and makes you feel good a lot. Mm-hmm. They don't know about the terms of release of the money to you. They don't know about where the money is, and you care. And if it's a state program, it's in the general fund. And if it's federal program, it just goes to, you know, it goes to the IRS or the collecting agency. There's and then Congress spends it because they look at the total amount and go, every all the special interests come along. Look what we need to do. We've got, oh, we're overspending so much. That money is going to come out of your pocket.
I love travelers in Syracuse, New York, and I love his comment. I can take care of my own benefits. I don't need the government screwing things up.
Exactly right. On more of your money, they're already taking, what, 30, 40% of it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so
yeah.
I think this should be looked at as a portable detriment. To use for the real self-employer, this is a portable detriment, and here's why it's a detriment. With the power to turn some of your revenue as a self-employer into benefits that it takes, that makes you that much dependent on the intervening agency. And that's what they're really selling you, is you're dependent. They want to sell you that condition of, oh, if I want something, I'll go ask the government for it. Well, the government isn't doing anything productive. It's just moving money around by force.
No, I'm only laughing because it's true.
You can look it up. So an insurance company, you know, locally regulated by the states, is a pretty sound, you know, they don't fail too often. And if they do, there's a very good reason that most people ignore. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about taking your money, giving you a promise, and then welching on it later. And they're always going to welch on it because they spent the money.
Well, and that's why I was asking you where this money goes. Like when you said general fund, okay, that's not good. But I was figuring there's probably some like companies starting up trying to like scam, be in on a scam and start a new company that's going to hold portable benefits. Technically, like we'll have it in 20 years when you need it. Don't worry.
If you put three coins on a, you know, if you put two or three coins on a table and play the negotiating game, like who's doing what to whom, you know, the minute you get a third party in there, they see the both parties as even. So if they want some from both sides, the more they fight, the better off you do, because you say, guys, I can fix this, you know, and then you got to look at it strategically as a negotiation. And they've promised you things that the main parties don't intend to give you. That's a con job. You're like, give me the money, and then we'll, you know, this is what's going to happen. It's going to be great. You know, you're going to make a lot of money later. Yeah.
So I guess my one of the takeaways I would have for everybody listening, watching is, listen, maybe at this till this point, you've thought, well, I only work one or two platforms, and I don't fully consider myself an independent contractor. And we've talked through this many times that it seems to be more of like a hybrid model, but I'm thinking now it's seriously time for people to get into the mindset. If you're going to continue doing this, you are an independent contractor. It's always been this way, but it's very important now to understand it. You are an independent contractor in the eyes of everybody. Might as well be reaping the rewards, but also taking the responsibility too. Like, you need to know you are an independent contractor. Don't rely on these apps. Be on 100 of them. Be multi-apping. Do all that kind of stuff because you're an independent contractor. You don't owe these companies anything. Take what makes sense. But at the same time, none of the legislation, but pretty much none of the legislation is making sense. It seems to all want to really crack. If it can't, it's almost like if it can't get traditional gig workers and independent contractors, which it's also catching in the net, we're at least going to get that damn gig economy under control.
They want us under control.
Yeah.
And that means they're going to extract what they want before we get it.
Oh, and 100%.
That's not what we want. I think it was Nick in Southern California that during his statement, he actually showed his Apple screen with his eight apps in one, you know, press to play.
Yeah. Like a subfolder.
Yeah, a subfolder. Yeah. And I thought, this tells the story of real independence. You make your money serving people, and you don't have to serve one of them and be an employee. You can serve lots of them and go between offers. Where do you have an offer? I often fly up out of Portland early in the morning, and there's a guy somewhere who's always there at 3:30, 4 o'clock when I want to go and catch an early plane out of Portland. And it's wonderful. He figured this out for himself. He, you know, he doesn't have a boss. He knows that if you're waiting on Uber between 3:30 and 5 in the morning, you're going to get airplane traffic and you're going to want to be there. And there's no traffic hindering you to get wherever. So he can serve most of the southern metro Portland area from one location. And then he's on to something else. I thought.
But on top of that, I would say, you know, to when Mike's referring to Nick, a lot of you guys know him as Dashing Felon. That's his name. He has 8 apps in his subfolder, like you said. His 9th app should be not an app, which should be he is his own boss. He should have a card and say, hey, you want rides? You want this? Right. You can contact me directly too. You're an independent contractor, man.
Right.
Play it.
Sure. Do you know, put it on the back seat of the front seat. Here's what you do. I mean, but it could be anything you want to sell them, you know, sell them a wooden canoe, whatever. You know, but that's the entrepreneurial spirit. So
yeah, and it's trying to be taken away. They're trying to take it away, and they're trying from so many different angles. I feel like now too. Luckily, I know there's a lot of good people fighting on behalf of it, but it needs to be more.
And that's what the purpose of the statements is. You know, just say what you want. I want to decide my own time control, you know, minute by minute. You know, the family care is amazing what people need. They have children, they have parents they have to care for, they have extended family, uncles, cousins, nephews, aunts, the whole thing, and they have themselves. And those demands are their first boss. So everybody else is subordinate. So you can do this. They can do the same thing with their work. And that's what they do. That's what Grace was talking about. I have to be someplace for my disabled son. So I've got to go and do something else. And I've made a living doing this. God bless her.
Yeah. Okay, to the people. So one last thing I have to the people in Pennsylvania where this already got passed. Now what? To the gig workers who do the gig apps, and now they have a law, or whatever you want to say, however you want to word it, that is going to it's somehow going to play out portable benefits. Now what? What should they do?
You asking me?
Yeah.
All right. What would I do if I were in that situation in
Pennsylvania? Yeah, if you lived in Pennsylvania and you worked some gig apps, and because I mean, we had somebody in the chat last night in Minnesota who's like, I'm waiting on these portable benefits, just kind of like how I was. And I said, wait till we do this thing today, now, and check that out, because I've been turned onto the bads of what's going on here.
You gotta show up on the legislators' radar. And you can do it a number of ways. To the extent possible, combine, go together, do something, you know, get 20 other people to sign your petition, then send your petition in with a video or with a link to you in the video. We're going to send everybody who sends us a video, we're going to send them all links to theirs. Send that link.
But for those looking for clever wording, even like if they're thinking, wait, I don't know what to say, even if they just watch this whole video and they're like, I don't know what to say. What are the keywords that a lawmaker might want to hear related to why, like if they were to respond, why do you not want portable benefits?
Because I want to buy them myself. Yeah. I want to compare notes. I want to answer every question that Steve Johnson mentioned. Where's the money? When do I get it? How is it portable? Are you going to tell me what my next employer is that I can or cannot go? Do I have it, you know, is it in a bank account that I have a number for? You know, is it the whole thing is.
I was going to keep it easy and just say you just got to write that.
Okay.
In response, be my own boss.
Right.
I want to be my own boss.
I want to have control over my money. I want to pay my taxes and I want to buy my own benefits. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You got
so, yeah, because so, I don't even know where a lot of these lawmakers stand. I mean, a lot of the states are stalling out on this, but like Pennsylvania pulled the trigger. So now they have it. I'm wondering, it's like the same thing we learned last year. A lot of these lawmakers don't even know what they're talking about or what they're voting on.
That's correct.
And so we started bringing some here in Colorado to light who were literally like time after time going, wait, really? Wait, this is that? This means that? Wait, what? And we were showing them earnings and how it works. And yeah, the lawmakers are familiar with taking an Uber, but they're not familiar with the other side of from what they paid to what the driver made.
Yes.
So a lot of these things were like wake up calls. So it's like, well, this should be a wake up call too, man. Did you vote for that portable benefits thing? Because I don't want it.
Right. You have to. And the best way to show up on the legislature's radar is to join some sort of group. Bring a group with you. If you can do it from your district, you know, get your, like you were getting your state rep involved in, mm-hmm. in Colorado, that expose them to the need of these people, expose them to the personalities, invite them to an event. It's the election year. They don't have anything better to do than get elected and to protect your, you know, your freedom to operate as you want. So you have to go and say, forget everything else. You know, I need your attention on this issue because it's going to put me and my family out on the street if we don't get it fixed. So, yeah. And they'll pay attention. But if you just say, well, I'm going to, you know, like politics is not really for me. You know, I don't really understand it. And, you know,
I actually had a really good thing that I was turned on to too during that process, which was, you know, it's kind of weird because I never ever would have thought about this, but like, so Stephanie, who's a House of Rep member here in Colorado for the Colorado Springs district, we were trying to get to Senator Priola, who we weren't sure was going to show up, but he did show up. But one of the things she had recommended was make sure that you, if you're going to have, like you just said, if you're going to do an event or something, make sure you look up the legislative session for your state and that they're not doing anything that day so that when you approach them with an invite, you can say, I see your calendar's clear on this date. We're having an event. You should be there.
Right. Get into it. You got to, they work for you. You know, talk about be your own boss. You're their boss. You know, go out there and you got to dig. We're all going to have to get our hands a lot dirtier than we have.
Yeah.
We've got to, and
some of these lawmakers like to make you think like, who are you? But if you get into their face with like, dude, I'm your boss.
Right.
Like then they better like wake up and go, oh crap. He knows the secret.
Right. So this is the time. And a lot of people are think, well, you know, this is still cowboy America and I can do it all by myself. I don't have to ask anybody. Well, you know, those days are threatened if you still think that's where we are. When evil men combine, good men, and he meant men and women in both cases, good men must associate. And so you want to associate with others to bring more power to bear on a particular unit of government. And that's the one that represents you. So that's the answer to Steve's question. What should you do? You've got to show up and be counted because a lot of people, even the people opposed to you, won't show up and be counted. So you're going to go and get it. And that's why these statements are so good. Nobody else is doing this. Steve and I are doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, because we've talked about that before too, so that it's, you know, it's basically like these lawmakers, when they do say, oh, you guys need a union, it's because 40 people showed up. The 40,000 that don't want it didn't show up.
Right.
So that's why these video statements are great, because we can save you that time of having to go down there and be a protester or whatever in today's world.
You know? We're too busy to be protesters, but we're not too busy to make our weight felt.
Yeah, I don't need to come down to your office to make my statement. Here it is.
So...
I guess before we leave here, because if you guys have questions while I'm saying this outro here, put them in there. But otherwise, you know, make sure you make a video. If you haven't done it yet, do it. Just 30 to 60. It's so easy. I know I've heard the concerns of people saying like, dude, I tried or I will. And then I keep pushing at you. And then you guys say I'm bothering you or I'm making you do it. I'm not making you do anything. I'm just pushing a little bit.
We're negotiating with them. They said not now. And so we're back here again. Yeah. To say, how about now? Because they're coming for you. They're coming for your job. They're coming for your freedom. They don't give a damn. And you're going to help them see that that's not the way to go.
And also, obviously, video is preferred. However, you can do audio only. So please don't let that be a thing. Like if you're like, well, I don't want to do the video part. You can just do an audio recording.
Make it.
I mean, again, Mike and I will say video is preferred clearly, but
clearly. Right.
But I mean, like if you absolutely won't and don't want to, my guess is you'd find yourself doing an audio recording and then going, you know what? I'll just do the video. I don't care. Because you'll feel comfortable with it once you say it out loud.
No one is so ugly that they shouldn't want to send a video. Just like these, your character comes through in video. They can see where you are and what you're sitting in. You know, like look at Boots, the cadence of your voice, how confident you are. You know, Boots was sitting in his SUV, whatever it is he drives, looks like an SUV, and the lights are going off and things are coming past him with the lighting. I mean, this is like the best theater, and it's just Boots filming himself in a car. So don't set the standard so high. You're not Hollywood. We don't need that.
You know? No. You know, we've got a couple, like Tremaine Hayhoe, with shout out to my buddy Tremaine at Hayhoe Studios making movies. Go check out his latest movie, Simp. It actually won an award in Sacramento. I can't remember what it was, the Sacramento Independent Film Award or something. And it was debuted at the IMAX in Sacramento.
Tremaine, we're going to show that. It's fantastic.
Tremaine's is funny. It's very animated. It's like, hey! does it like he would do anything. But I guess that's the point. Do it to your voice.
Right.
If you want to do it animated, if you want to make it edited, great. I mean, that's not going to be most of us, but if you want to, if that's your voice, do it. But it is as simple as just grabbing your phone and hitting record and doing 30 to 60 seconds. That's it.
That's it.
You know, or even less. We had one come in at 22 seconds today. I just thought, like, you know, so 22 seconds, that's easy.
Yeah.
You know, just say your name, where you're from, and at least one thing that why you prefer to be an independent contractor. Like I've got hundreds, you know, but like at least say flexibility. You know, I have another job. I can't have two W-2s because the schedules will conflict and I have other responsibilities or whatever you resonate.
Any reason they have, any reason is a legitimate reason because it's their reason. We are not here to judge that, and neither is anybody else on the planet. If it's your reason for working this way, you have the freedom right now to say that and to speak up for it. And it's going to be taken away if you don't. So think about that. The alternative.
And no matter what in the fight happens, wouldn't you feel better if you at least made the video and tried? Because we're making use of those videos. You know, and they're and again, for those that joined us late, Mike already said they are hard hitting. It's much harder hitting than an email.
It's memorable. You can't get it. This is a real person on a real issue that the representative or the senator talks about, and they're not going to forget you. Believe it or not, they're not going to forget you, and that holds for state reps too, places like Pennsylvania. So maybe let's put it this way. What are the two states, Steve? You said Pennsylvania and one other.
And Utah.
Utah. All right. If you don't like it the way it is, if you're in Utah, send your video in. We're here. Mm-hmm. We're in business. You know, and same in Pennsylvania. We are ready to do this with you.
And that's another good point, too, because if you're also like, wait, I don't want to send my video directly and like, that's another thing. That's why we said only first name. We'll get it out there for you. So then it came from us, not you. And it's just, you're a person in Utah that they need to be listening to.
Right. What was it? What's that joke about the lottery? The guy prays to God to, you know, the Irishman prays to God to, you know, to help him win a lottery ticket. Every day he prays. And finally, there's a thunderbolt and he looks out and there's God God said, you know, whatever his name is, Jason, Eric, yeah, meet me halfway. And he said, Lord, what do you mean, meet you halfway? He says, buy a ticket. So send your video in. You know, if they're going to ruin us, they're going to ruin us. But, you know, not likely if they heard from 73 million people. It'd be the biggest thing in the country right now if they even 100,000, 10,000, even 1,000 sent their videos in. Because they always say, well, if I see one rat, how many are there out there? Because I can't see them all. And then they're doing their math and they're multiplying automatically if they get one. So you be the one. You be the first one. And that'll stimulate other people. Then tell your friends. Send them a video.
Yeah, you know? It is so easy, you guys. And again, links there. But yeah, I mean, I guess I would say also any of you out there are thinking, they're not going to do this, this isn't going to happen, look at the things that I can say this. Look at the things you can see around you right now. There are things changing right now, day by day, that are not just being played one side or the other by one news media outlet or the other, that are factual things being done by the administration that are killing us. So, yeah. I mean, if you don't think they'd do this, it's a very pro-union administration. That's all I'll say.
I lost one job to these guys by name. I don't want to lose another one. I've got three.
But I mean, like, this is, I mean, it's important because they, you know, this is something a good amount of people would like to see taken away. I'm not really sure that all of them even know why. Maybe it's because their backers or big supporters are telling them to, but the bottom line is they would like to see it taken away. You know, I know it's for unions and stuff, but the unions seem to be dying. So I'm not really sure how they have enough power to say that, but it is getting the run they need right now. So please make a video, send it in. And, Mike, you got any final thoughts here?
I want to see their video, and
that's how we're going to end it, guys. We need your videos.
We need the video. We love them. We look at them 10, 15, 20 times, trying to get every little bit out and show the context and make it as just focus that as effective as we can. Some of them we use uncut. You know, people say, I don't know about this. And, gee, this is great. Mm-hmm. So let that be yours we're working on. Let that be yours we post and send around and that the guys call in DC call for and get. It can happen.
So thank you, guys. Make sure to make the videos, and let's see. We'll see you back here in a couple days.
Thank you, guys. Right.